Third time's a charm. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. I tried to call you back, but I think you were leaving a voicemail, so it's going straight to your message machine. So, no worries. Give me one second. I can bring up your file. So, I understand you're kind of shopping around. We're now okay to run your credit, so you want to see what we can put together. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't have anybody else looking at it but you guys, actually. So, the deal with my refi, they're going to do it off of my bank statements, actually, also, so they're not needing to pull my credit. So,
I wasn't
sure that's how they were doing, but so that was the biggest reason. But, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty, pretty good, actually, so I'm not too worried about them, even if you do pull it, to be honest.
All right, perfect. Just give me one second. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Bear with me. Okay. All right. So, you still have your current OnDeck balance, is that correct, with your line of credit?
Or Can Capital. Oh, yes. It's at 15 grand.
Correct.
That's what OnDeck is. Yeah.
So, and your goal, what I'm going to do this, I'm working tomorrow, so what I'm going to do, Todd, is I'm going to put some numbers together. Like I said, I'm not a specialty in this person thing, but it's something I'm more than happy to explore for you. You're an existing client and do my best by you. I do know who Lending Circle and Funding Circle are, so what I want to do is I want to put together a strategy of something that hopefully our underwriters can put together that essentially will get you more money, but most importantly, lower your daily payment. I just want to confirm about how much capital are you looking to net here? Is it 50,000 or 100? I don't recall.
I probably needed, well, we got Can. What are we looking to do? Are we looking to pay Can Capital off? I mean, I guess I would, are we doing a, what I guess would be the thing I need to ask you.
Let's assume we're shooting for a refi. I mean, if that's your goal and paying Can off, because the problem is this, if you get a stack, what's called a stack, you're not going to be happy with the terms. You probably won't accept them. They're going to be short terms, like 6 to 8 months. So you probably just say no thanks anyway. So it's not.
Yeah, I would rather pay it off because I get, I get a 6% discount paying it off.
If you do.
Pay it off in full. So we'll save, $5,000 or $6,000 there. Let's shoot paying off. That's roughly around 100. I figured it up the other day. I think it's about 110 grand left on it.
So do you want to net about 100 grand?
Yeah, I probably need to net somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 grand to make it worth it. If not, I don't know that it's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, absolutely. So what I'm going to do is you're going to get an email from me Monday morning. It's just going to ask you for a current signed application because they will need to process the credit. I'm going to see what avenues they can put together for a refinance. The goal is to get you a longest term. Like I said, we've got some programs that are going 18 and 24 months. I'd like to see what those avenues are and then give you the ability to choose from X, Y, and Z.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, man. Thank you so much for your time. I'm hoping I can get a solution for you here. Sorry about all the phone tags.
All right. No, that's fine. I appreciate it.
Have a good week with your family. You too.
Hey, Reuben. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.